Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Crid's Corner podcast, where we talk about everything mental health. I'm your host, Crid. If you haven't yet, head on down to Google Podcasts and subscribe to Crid's Corner, or head on down to Spotify and follow Crid's Corner. That being said, let's hop right into the topic for today.
Hello, jelly beans. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm so excited to have you back. In the last episode from last weekend, we discussed that anxiety isn't just worrying. And I lightly mentioned that there are some benefits to having anxiety. But that doesn't sound right, does it? Sounds like no. There's something wrong with that. So in this episode, that's what we'll be talking about. What are the possible positive effects of having anxiety? Now, I'm not saying that having anxiety is a good thing, but I'm just saying if healing is going to take a while, because it always does. I told you the healthy healing takes a while when it comes to mental health, proper mental health development. Since the healing is going to take long, you might as well try to live as best as you can with the cards that life has dealt you. Okay, so let's look at a few silver linings that anxiety might have. Now, anxiety can be a warning sign. If you're constantly worrying, you have a higher chance of noticing when something is about to go wrong. Okay, so you'd have an easier time noticing things that are off. You know, you can notice that, this person has kind of been avoiding lately. That faucet has been dripping really close to that socket. And it worries you. So, you know, in the state of, you know, anxiety, you'd be like, you know, let me just clean that up and wipe the water. And who knows, you could have just saved people from an explosion, you know? Yes, symptoms can be difficult to manage, but exploring and looking for methods to cope with anxiety can be a real, real great opportunity for self-growth. Okay, so you develop new habits that kind of work in tandem with your, you know, symptoms. I don't say disorder, but yeah, with your symptoms. Because actually a lot of these things have overlapping symptoms. Depression and ADHD and anxiety and, well, I won't say schizophrenia, but because I haven't really looked into schizophrenia. If you're interested, let me know. I could do an episode on that. So now, then when you're looking at anxiety as a warning sign, try to look, anytime it shows up, try to figure out what message is my anxiety trying to tell me, you know? Am I doing too much? Am I being pushy? Is this person just ignoring me? Are they not interested? You know, because these symptoms can really help you go through your relationships, your interactions with people, and that can be really useful. Okay, so anxiety as motivation. Yeah, that's crazy because anxiety tends to be a hindrance to doing stuff. Because you'll think, what if I fail? What if it breaks? What if I don't do it right? What if they laugh at me? What if, what if, what if? But what if your anxiety makes you prepare extra for things? You don't know if it'll rain, you don't know if it'll be sunny, so you just carry an umbrella just in case. You know, and whatever happens, you're ready. Anxiety can be used. You can use your anxiety as a positive push. So when you're not sure if you're gonna have guests, you just always make sure that your house is clean. Always make sure that your house is clean, and maybe you have some cookies there that you can give a guest when they come in. So, and then also, if you're worried that, you know, your partner will leave you, you put in a bit extra effort. You know, effort is really hard to come by these days. So you put in a bit extra effort and, you know, you get this person to be like, huh, they really do love me. Let me also put in some extra effort. And just like that, you've used something that naturally would be a hindrance to improve yourself. Okay? So yes, I know anxiety can be nerve-wracking, but it'll make you prepare extra for your job interview. It'll make you triple, quadruple check your CV or your emails before sending them to your boss. It'll make you triple check your doors to make sure that they're locked. Yes, it can seem tedious and taxing, but in a different perspective, it kind of is not bad. Not too bad. Next. It's a positive character trait in friendship. Now, people with anxiety tend to notice a lot. Yeah? You'll notice when there's a shift in your friend group, where some people seem closer than some people. It is, it can teach you to notice when there's someone who's not okay. Because most people with anxiety are very good at hiding when they're not okay. Unless, you know, like you have a panic attack, which is really, really, really hard to hide. But people with anxiety tend to notice people who aren't okay pretty easily. Because people with anxiety are so focused on hiding their not okayness that they'll be so drawn to people who aren't okay. That is called empathy, my dear loves. Empathy. People with anxiety have more empathy and understanding to other people because, you know, hey man, if I was to do that, or if I was in that position, I'd struggle. That's why you tend to find people with anxiety will not be able to go and, you know, ask for food to be changed at a restaurant or ask for extra toppings or something like that for themselves. But if their friend isn't able to, suddenly they are Supergirl, Superman, and they'll go and do it for them, you know? So I'm not saying anxiety is relative. I'm just saying people with anxiety tend to be more empathetic towards other people, which means that you will be more sensitive, more loving, more accepting when people are dealing with other issues. Now, remember that there are extremes to these things, yeah? Where you might end up being manipulated quite easily if someone notices this about you, where they'll constantly be playing victim because they know you'll take care of them. Okay? People with anxiety are more concerned with caring about others, which leaves people with anxiety as being kinder. So it's not entirely terrible. That's how it's a positive character trait. Okay? Next we have, anxiety is a built-in warning system. Now, sometimes there's a purpose for anxiety. There's a reason why you're feeling anxious. These are ways of your anxiety is basically your body's instant fight or flight. Okay? It's meant to protect you from danger or help you react faster in emergencies. So you could have been sitting, but the moment you hear a scream, you will run. Either, okay, if you're like taking care of kids, you'll run to them, you know, to make sure that they're okay. Now, anxiety may be a symptom that will help you quickly react to avoid an accident while driving a car or prevent you from entering an unsafe place or circumstance. You know, this place is where you're going into a club with your friends and you're like, no, I don't feel right about this. There's intuition, yes, there's intuition, that's different. But there's anxiety where you feel, I don't think I'll be safe in there. You know, like that little place just scaring me, and you probably wouldn't say it that way, but you'll feel it. And who knows what could have happened in there? Or you'll be skeptical about certain food that's been placed in front of you. And Lord knows. So I was watching this anime. It's called My Little Witch Academia. And there's three girls who go to visit one of their parents, and there's these pies that have been prepared, and one of the girls, Susie, she's the odd one, she likes the taste because it's peculiar and she's also kind of peculiar. Then there's Lotte, who has been eating them so long that the weirdness is now normal. And then there's the main character, who doesn't like it at all. So she like spits it out and all that. And the following morning, turns out that it had a certain amoeba or something. Is it amoeba? Algae? Moss. So it turned them into statues of moss that would, of course, wither and die. So in that, I wouldn't say it was her anxiety. She's also just a bit jumpy, the main character, that is. But you see, in such a case, if you were anxious and uncertain about the food, it would have saved you from turning into a dead moss statue that would wither and die. Okay? So yeah, it is also a built-in warning system. And finally, is in leadership. Okay? People with anxiety may also be skilled in leadership roles as they take careful consideration. You hear that? Careful consideration in the possibility of multiple outcomes. People with anxiety try to prepare for every possible outcome. Meaning, as a leader, you'll have contingency plan A to Z and 1 to 100. You get? So you will end up being more aware about what could potentially go wrong, make your people, your subordinates, your followers, the people who you're leading, be more cautious thinkers, make more careful decisions, and you end up being a great problem solver because you've already come up with a possible solution to everything that could possibly go wrong. You get me? So let's do a quick recap. So first is that it is a good warning sign indicator. Two, it is good for motivation. Okay, you can easily get motivated to do things, especially in preparation for possible outcomes. It is a great warning system. It is a positive character trait in friendship, and it is good in leadership. Okay, so yes, anxiety is a bug that just won't stop biting sometimes, but that's your situation. You know, those are the cards that life has dealt you, so you just kind of have to deal with it. I hate saying it like that, but you just have to deal with what you have. You know, it came to me hard because I used to get angry because other people have it better. Why do I have to struggle to get out of bed? Why do I have to be on medication? Why me? Why me? But now, there's nothing. I'll continue asking why me, crying, and that's not going to change my situation. So might as well learn how to live with that situation. And well, we're doing better now. And that's good. That being said, that's all for this week's episode. Tune in next week on Wednesday for more content. We will be discussing depression this time, okay? Or if you have any other topic that you'd like me to discuss in this, let me know and I will work on some content for that. Yeah, that being said, until next week, remember to go check out the Facebook group that I made. Yeah, it's open. It's just go. I post stuff on there that's helpful and useful and everything. So you go ahead and do that. Make sure you check it out. Join the group, share to your friends, share to anyone who you think is traumatized and needs healing or doesn't have a good support system. Okay? Because that's the entirety of the group. It's a support system. Also, remember to follow my socials at goddess_port.ry or _crid_. Whichever that you feel comfortable with, go ahead and check it out. Check out my Twitter at cridthefourth and talk to me. Let me know what's up. Let me know what you need, what you want, what you're feeling. And we can communicate from there. Until next week, bye. Right. Rainbows are cool, and so are you. Remember to drink your water. Remember to get some air. I say this, it sounds like a mantra, but I genuinely mean it. It'll do you some good. Try it. Bye.